Big day coming up in early August in Northwest Ohio, a manure science review.
Right. We have a manure science review each year in Ohio, and this year it's going to be on Thursday, August 9th. It's going to be at McClure Farms in the Grover Hill area, putting together a nice morning program of educational meetings, a nice afternoon of field demonstrations. I'm really looking forward to having a good day.
So what's the objective of the day?
Well, we're going to spend the morning talking about pros and cons of manure usage, and spend some time also on composting of livestock, a few things like that. But our goal is primarily to continue to educate farmers, educate agency people on uses of manure, things that are working well for some farmers, things that aren't working so well. We've got some panel discussions. So just an opportunity to make the very best use of this nutrient so that we keep it out of the waters of the state.
You were telling me that you just planted some cover crops.
Right. As part of the afternoon demonstrations, we want to look at some cover crops. We've put in 17 varieties the other day. We need rain to get them to grow, but I'm sure it's going to come eventually. We're also going to have some side dress demonstrations where we're going to have some corn growing that we can side dress with some different types of tillage tools. We're going to have a live drag line applying manure that day, weather permitting. I think that's going to be nice. Look at tile control structures, just a whole variety of afternoon activities.
For those that are interested, would you like to know beforehand if they're going to be there?
Yep. Registrations requested. Mary Wicks at the Ohio State or Ohio Agricultural Research and Development Center handles registration. Or you can try to reach me, Glenn Arnold, arnold.2@osu.edu, and I'll help you get it registered.
And again, that's coming up on August the 9th.
Yep, Thursday, August 9th. There'll be, again, it's a daytime program, run about 9 to 3. Lunch is part of the registration. I think for folks who haven't been up to Van Wert or Paulding County, I should say, this would be a nice opportunity for them.
I'm wondering, is this a program that not only livestock producers but grain farmers could benefit from?
Exactly. A lot of the research I do is the use of manure on growing crops. We've had awful good results in our research plots. I think for farmers who live near livestock producers, this would be a nice opportunity to learn how they might put livestock manure to use in their rotation.